Current Commissioner Shelley O'Quinn has served for one term on the panel. Before that, she had a varied career working for Greater Spokane Incorporated, Habitat for Humanity, and the Inland Northwest Community Foundation. Her challenger this year is Andrew Biviano, a former assistant U.S. attorney, mental health counselor, and Yale graduate. Biviano says it's time the county commission takes on some new blood. He describes the council's makeup as mostly folks from the business community with ties to Greater Spokane Incorporated.
Either people come directly from GSI or they leave and go right back to GSI. And there's a business community, which is well represented in the county commission. I don't think anyone, a business owner, I am one myself, would argue that they're not getting a voice in the county commission. The problem is that with that lack of diversity, we're not getting perspectives about the other critical issues.
Shelley O'Quinn defends her background as Director of Education and Workforce Development at GSI and the organization itself.
I mean, yes, they are a business development organization, but they are also community initiatives, creating opportunities for our local economy to grow. And if you can grow your local economy, you grow your tax base, and you can then provide additional services to the community without having to go out and raise taxes.
Andrew Biviano says he has a different philosophy from the current council and that he feels there's too much focus on saving money when government can take more steps to improve living conditions for citizens.
What we really need to focus on is just doing the right thing and creating jobs the right way and paying for our bills the right way. But we're looking at jobs and finances first. We often step over a dollar to pick up a dime where we're just trying to be satisfying one small constituency. Like, I've lowered your taxes, but if lowering your taxes meant that I've also decreased services or made the public less safe and increased property crime, I've not done you a favor.
The issue of how much government can do seems to be a real philosophical difference between the two candidates.
We cannot be everything for everybody. That's not what government was created for. Government has a specific role. And I believe that we have a responsibility to spend taxpayer money wisely and efficiently. You know, we have to operate. We don't have an ability to create unlimited taxes. We just don't.
The candidates' philosophical differences also come into play on the perennial hot topic of job creation. Biviano sees one step to that goal as increasing wages for county employees, which he says are below that of other counties in the state.
It's not only bad for us as citizens because we have a lot of vacancies at the county, and the people who are civil servants are working overtimes and have lower morale than they should have. We're not getting the product we hope to get. We're not really saving money because we're having to pay overtime due to all those vacancies. And it's a job creation aspect. When we pay our employees more, none of that goes to a Swiss bank account. It all gets spent right here in Spokane County.
O'Quinn, meanwhile, believes she and the current commissioners have done good work at promoting job growth by coordinating the work of various county agencies and streamlining procedures.
We don't want to take a year and a half to do something that should only take us 3 months, whether it's permitting or whether it's, you know, infrastructure, whatever the process is. Okay. You know, if you look at Caterpillar, what brought them to this region is the fact that it was the city, the county, the business community. We all came together to make it happen, to attract them here.
One issue both candidates agree on is the need for criminal justice reform. The issue consumes 75% of the county budget. Both candidates agree that the criminal justice reform efforts already underway through the Regional Law and Justice Council could go a long way to reducing the amount of money spent on incarceration by focusing on the criminals that pose the biggest threat to society, while treatment programs and home monitoring can be utilized more. Both also agree that the state legislature needs to focus on cracking down on repeat property crime offenders. One other issue of disagreement is the newest STA proposal on the ballot that would increase sales tax by up to 0.2% for a myriad of STA improvements in services. Biviano totally supports the latest proposal.
Any great city you go to in this country or the world has a great transit system. And I think that the money we spend on that, especially with the federal incentives that were offered and the different ways that we're being helped out by a lot of the state and the federal level, it was a missed opportunity And an unfortunate mistake when it was not supported last time by my opponent and it failed.
For her part, Shelley O'Quinn says she's a huge advocate of public transit, but like the last time STA put a proposed tax increase on the ballot, feels improvements can be made without going to a full 0.2% increase.
I don't have the confidence in the board in collecting only what they need and not what they want. And so I would much rather have, rather than doing the full 2/10 with a sunset, I would have rather have advocated for the 1/10 without a sunset and said, you know, show us that you are capable of implementing these and then come back and tell the public, you know, demonstrate to the public that you are good stewards and then come back and ask for your another 1/10 if you need it.
You can hear more on the candidates' views on various issues by visiting our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org, where we'll be posting the full raw interviews with these candidates. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.